Today we're building a call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it and pushing it toward that jungle, old school drum and bass energy, using only stock devices. So the vibe here is not just make a melody. We want a rhythmic, bass-led phrase that feels like it belongs in a 170 BPM breakbeat track, with space, movement, and that chopped sampler attitude. Open a fresh project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 170 BPM. I like to keep the setup simple right away. One MIDI track for the call, one MIDI track for the response, and one audio track ready for resampling. Turn the metronome on and set your loop to 2 bars. That keeps the whole idea focused. In this style, tight ideas usually beat over complicated ones. Now let's build the call sound first. For the call, pick a synth that can cut through without eating the whole mix. Waveedable is a great starting point, but operator, analog, or drift can all work depending on the flavor you want. If you want a clean but punchy digital edge, go with Waveedable or operator. If you want a thicker, slightly older character, analog or drift can be really nice. Start with something simple. In Waveedable, for example, use a saw or square on oscillator 1, maybe another saw slightly detuned on oscillator 2, and run it through a low-pass filter. Keep the amp envelope short and snappy. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. You want this to feel more like a stab than a held chord. As a starting point, keep the attack at basically zero, the decay somewhere around 180 to 350 milliseconds, sustain low, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Don't worry about perfect values yet. The important part is that the sound has impact and then gets out of the way quickly. After the instrument, add a few stock effects. Saturator is almost always a good move here. Give it a few dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That alone can make the riff feel more solid. If you want movement, use auto filter after that. You can also add a little erosion or redux for some digital bite, but be careful for this style. A little grime goes a long way. Finish with utility if you need to control the width or gain staging. Now write the call phrase. Keep it short, maybe 1 bar or 2 bars max. A good jungle or DNB call usually starts on the root note, then moves to the minor third or fifth, and uses rhythm more than long melody. For example, if you're in F minor, you could hit F on beat 1, ab on the offbeat, C on beat 2, then ebb as a short stab on beat 3, and leave beat 4 open. That space matters. Let the drums breathe. Think of the call like a question. It should say something sharp and memorable, but not answer itself right away. If it gets too busy, the groove loses its punch. Often, shorter hits harder. A well-placed one-bar idea can feel bigger than a loop that keeps talking too much. Now let's make the response. The response should contrast the call, not just copy it. This is where the question and answer feeling comes alive. You can make it lower, darker, more filtered, more percussive, or more chopped. In other words, the response should feel like it's reacting to the call, not repeating it. For the response, try operator again, or another Waveedable patch with a different character. You could also use simpler if you want a more sample-like feel. A nice approach is a simple sine or triangle bass with a slightly brighter layer for attack. Keep the response short and punchy, with a decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, no sustain, and a quick release. If the call speaks early in the bar, let the response answer later. For example, if the call is busy in beats 1 and 2, put the response on beat 3 or the offbeats of beat 3 and 4. That push-pull is what gives old-school DNB its bounce. If both phrases are equally dense, the rhythm stops breathing. You want one to speak while the other listens. Once both parts are written, give them a little groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel, something like a light MPC-style swing or shuffle. Keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 25%. In drum and bass, too much swing can make the riff drag behind the breakbeat, and that's usually not what we want. You want it to dance with the drums, not sit on top of them like it's late for the session. You can also nudge a few notes slightly off-grid, shorten some note lengths, or leave little gaps. Tiny timing changes can make a loop feel much more alive. This is one of those details that separates something that feels programmed from something that feels played. Now for the fun part, resampling. This is where the MIDI sketch becomes a real piece of audio with personality. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play the riff and record a few bars. I'd recommend capturing at least 2 or 3 versions. Do one clean pass, one with some filter movement, and maybe one with extra automation or more aggressive effects. That gives you options later when you're arranging. Why resample at all? Because once the riff is audio, you can treat it like an old sample. You can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, stretch it, and manipulate it in ways that MIDI won't naturally give you. That's a huge part of the jungle vibe. The printed audio is where the personality really starts to appear. After recording, process the audio with a simple chain. EQ 8 first, to clean up the low end and trim any muddy low mids. If the riff is boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 HC. Then add saturator again for extra density. Drum bus can also be great here, but use it gently. A little drive and crunch can make the part feel more like it belongs in a breakbeat mix. Redux can add a bit of sampler grit if you use it lightly, and glue compressor can help glue the whole thing together with just a few dB of gain reduction. If you want a more old-school character, make two versions of the resampled riff. Keep one dry and punchy, and make a second version filtered and dirtier. Blend them together quietly. That layered approach can mimic the feel of older samplers and mixer chains without overdoing it. You're not trying to make it obviously lo-fi. You're trying to make it feel lived in. Now chop it. You can right-click the audio and slice it to a new MIDI track, either by transients or by note value if the phrase is consistent. Then rearrange the slices into a new pattern. Repeat one slice for a stutter effect. Drop out the tail end of the phrase to leave more space. Put a slice an octave lower for a darker answer. This is where the riff starts to feel like a sampler performance instead of just a synth loop. You can also keep it on the audio track and manually edit it. Cut the phrase into pieces. Move one section a little earlier or later, reverse a tiny part, or shorten a tail so it hits more percussively. Those little edits are pure jungle energy. They create tension without needing a completely different melody. For extra old-school grit, try a chain like EQ 8, saturator, drum bus, redux, and glue compressor. Keep it controlled. If it gets harsh, back off the distortion or reduce the bit reduction. If it gets muddy, trim the low mids and high pass unnecessary rumble. A lot of this style is about restraint. You want attitude, not mush. One thing to remember is that the riff needs to work with the drums, not compete with them. In DNB, the snare is sacred territory. If your riff constantly masks the snare crack, move a note later, trim a tail, or reduce some upper mid brightness. Test the riff against a breakbeat loop. If it still works with a basic amen style rhythm or a rolling kick snare pattern, then you're in good shape. For arrangement, don't just loop the same thing forever. A strong 16-bar structure could start with a filtered call only, then bring in the response, then switch to the resampled chopped version, and finally use more automation and stutters as you approach a transition. Even tiny changes in note length, cutoff, or slice order keep the loop from sounding pasted in. Here is a useful mindset for this whole lesson. Think in roles, not just notes. One phrase is the hook, the other is the reply or interruption. If both parts are equally dense, the groove stops breathing. If one speaks and the other answers, the whole thing feels more musical and more alive. Also, use the audio version as the performance layer. The MIDI is your sketch. The printed audio is where the personality shows up. Don't be afraid to let it be a little less tidy than the MIDI. In fact, that slightly rough edge is part of the charm. A few extra tricks before we wrap up. Try making the call sparse and the response brighter, or flip it the other way around. Shift the response by a 16th note or an 8th note for a little rhythmic displacement. Duplicate the riff and put one copy an octave down, filtered and narrow, and another copy an octave up, thinner and sharper. You can also make the last response hit into a tiny fill by repeating it a few times with an opening filter, then cutting it off abruptly. That kind of handoff into the next section sounds very jungle. So to recap, build a short call phrase, build a contrasting response, add subtle groove, resample to audio, then chop and reprocess it using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the notes simple, keep the rhythm conversational, and let the audio version become the more characterful sample-like layer. If you can mute the drums and still hear question, answer, momentum, and texture change, then the riff is working. That's the workflow. Clean MIDI idea first, then resample, then reshape it into something rougher, tighter, and more old school. Now go make that riff speak, answer, and bounce.